A commission of inquiry has found the chaos at Eskom was caused by the African National Congress administration of Jacob Zuma. It says the former president appointed cronies to plunder the utility. As a result, says Eskom's chief financial officer, Caleb Kassam, it's drowning in debt.
If we're not recovering it through the electricity tariff, our only option then is to approach the shareholder and government to then help deal with the shortfall.
Cape Town, a city governed by the opposition Democratic Alliance, is opposing Eskom's request. Its mayor is Jordan Hill Lewis.
Eskom doesn't ask government for help. It asks you and me, and boy, have we given it help. We've given it 150 billion rand in bailouts over the last decade. We have paid 307% before this increase in higher prices over the last decade. And it still doesn't work. It is still deep in debt. It hasn't cut costs. And it doesn't.
According to the latest government statistics, only about 12 million people out of a population of 60 million can be placed within the bracket of middle class. These are the ones who bear the brunt of soaring energy costs, says Hill Lewis. The poor majority, although expected to pay for electricity, generally don't, simply defaulting on tariffs or using illegal connections. Kassam says it's largely because so few people pay for power that Eskom's constantly forced to raise prices.
We understand the economic circumstances that is facing the country and the economy, but at the end of the day, government has already given us a large amount of equity injections in the recent past, 56 billion, 49 billion, and 32 billion this year, including 21 billion for the next financial year and 20 billion thereafter.
Hill Lewis says Eskom managers rattle off these numbers as if they're nothing. Yet all of this money comes from the pockets of a tiny tax base, expected to fund a company that can't keep the lights on and is nearly bankrupt and obsolete.
You can't keep going to the public to save Eskom, which is in this position not by the fault of the public, but because of mismanagement, corruption, far too much debt too quickly over the course of the last...
But Kassam says no matter what happens, South Africans, already burdened by economic depression worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic, will soon be paying much more to cook, clean, and watch TV.
And ultimately, you need to choose between whether you pay for electricity directly as the consumer or indirectly as the taxpayer. And we understand...
Hill Lewis says it's this gun against the head approach from Eskom and the government that's angering him and many citizens.
We've got no other choice, do we? If this was an insurance company charging us like this, or if this was a local grocery store charging us like this, we would just go elsewhere.
But as he points out, that elsewhere doesn't exist at the moment because the government is intent on supporting Eskom's monopoly on supplying electricity, instead of dissolving the company and allowing independent power producers to generate solar, wind, and water energy. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.